Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back. On the line, I have Alan Barr, Head of Private Enterprise for KPMG South Africa, and we're going to be talking about something that we probably don't hear enough of, and that is balancing values with modern business strategies for family businesses. Now, I think one of the things, Alan, that people don't realize is just how important family businesses are in the global economy.
100%. You know, if you look at the recent research by McKinsey's and others, you know, family businesses contribute more than 70% to global GDP. And I think in Africa, despite the lack of data we have, I think we certainly on the same par and play a significant role in the economies. And family businesses range from, you know, small, medium enterprises to very large companies. I think many people don't realize how many of the large businesses operating in South Africa are actually family controlled and family run.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a boomer, I probably am more familiar with that than some of the younger generation. But I mean, we just have to think about the Raymond Ackermans and the Rupert family, et cetera, to really, and the Oppenheimers, of course, to really understand the impact that they've had on South African businesses going forward. But in this global consortium report that was done by as a STEP project, it gave some valuable insights into those family businesses, and specifically the next generation. I know from my point of view, I'm a financial advisor in my day job, is that it's often that second generation where things begin to fall apart.
Yeah, it's a transition actually from second to third. That is the critical phase. I mean, the second generation are obviously there and they see how the first generation built it up, but the disconnect happens the further you get from that first generation. So the key one, what we've seen globally and the, let's call it the failure rate, is extremely high between second and third. And hence this report that has been, we issued earlier this year on the importance of the legacy helps to align the family business and the family members on what is their legacy. Firstly, I mean, it needs to be very clear on what their legacy is, because it can be this very high value asset, you know, that contributes to superior business growth as well as performance. But at the same time, it could be a liability when there's a disconnect between the generations on what's important. And that's what we call the legacy paradox. So it is critical for the family members to be aligned in terms of what is their legacy and how do they strengthen it, because that will lead to, you know, both a better family unity, greater sustainability practices, and we've seen this in many ways. Our family businesses are leading the whole ESG agenda and have been doing that for generations, as well as this high performance and high performance in both the business and in the operations, despite the challenges that they face in the economies they operate in.
So I suppose, you know, the major challenge here, and it's a long-term project, because, I mean, there's so many aspects to it. There's the succession planning. There's the training of the family members and aligning their values with the family values, even though those change over time. It's do you find that in order to do this, and I know you with KPMG, and this is probably what you do as your day job, is, you know, forging those sort of alliances with these kind of companies to put those sort of long-term projects in place?
It is an ongoing project, 100%. And as we say, to many of these businesses, it's all about communication, communication, communication. So it's critical that they have a shared purpose, a long-term vision with clear values, that they hold one another accountable. And everyone needs to be buy in and be aligned with what those values and that vision is. And then secondly is about how do they constantly foster family unity and harmony. And, you know, we all have families and there's always conflict and challenges, but it's important to move through those, because the smaller the conflicts, if they're not dealt with at the time, can build into bigger issues. And at the end of the day, it's about not only the direct family members, but as these families grow and become multiple generations, the employees actually form part of the family dynamic. in terms of just how they operate and their loyalty and trust in terms of the owners, in other words, the families. So it is an ongoing project. It's a long-term project. But as we've seen, if you get through that second and third generation hurdle and get a recipe that works for you and your family, it can build to these large multi-generation empires. And there's many of those in South Africa and across Africa.
I suppose with a lot of this, the sort of training up, as it were, of the next generation has to start very young.
Yeah, 100%. The coaching, the training needs to start at a very early age. And hence, you know, the spouses, you know, the non-family members that go come into the family play a critical role in teaching their children about the business, about the values, but more importantly about how to be responsible owners and financial literacy, how to deal and manage money. What we're seeing more and more with these multiple generations, not everyone's going to be working in the business, but what they can be and how to get prepared and coached to be responsible owners, to be responsible stewards of this business because of the number of stakeholders they impact, and start creating that culture of philanthropy. Not charity, not just giving away, but having a philanthropic impact in the society they operate in. So the next generation, whether they want to work in the business or not, it's about how do they operate and the role they play in the broader family and keeping the family connected.
I suppose these are soft skills that you don't usually see around. I mean, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, it was certainly not something that you normally saw coming out of someone like KPMG, is getting involved in, quite frankly, really soft skills. You know, when you start trying to align philosophies and ways of life and, you know, getting the North Star right, and, you know, so that you don't have a bunch of Nepo babies left running a company.
No, well, we've been working with family businesses for many, many years, KPMG across the globe. And about 12, 13 years ago, we created a Center of Excellence for Family Businesses, identifying what are the key issues that trip these family businesses up and how do we share insights and learnings based on our own knowledge and what we've seen elsewhere, including collaborating with universities like the consortiums like the STEP project. And therefore, we've spent a lot of time in terms of training professionals, those that have got the appropriate skills and abilities to deal with what you call these softer issues, because they are softer issues. And how do you combine them with the harder factual matters that families have to deal with in terms of managing their wealth, looking at different ways of incentivizing their people, but at the same time, making sure they stay true to their vision and the value. So we've got colleagues across the globe working different countries and sharing insights, because regardless of which country you operate, what we've seen is a number of these issues are similar and common, but they might have their own nuances depending on the culture and the country that they operate in. So we're trying to share insights globally of what family businesses have dealt with and how they've treated these different issues, because each one is not going to be the same.
What would you say is the one big takeaway in terms of what can trip up a family business to make sure that it has longevity?
The biggest thing we've seen over the last couple of years and having dealing with a number of these family businesses is not being clear on their shared purpose, in other words, their vision and their values, and making sure that there's regular communication. And what I mean by that is making sure that the communication takes place in the appropriate forum and that they understand what hat they're wearing when they're making those decisions. In other words, are they making the decision as a family member, as a member of management of the business, or as a owner? And that is very, very important to be able to distinguish. It's not always easy, but it is critical that they are able to do so in order to make the right decisions for both the family and all stakeholders, for that matter, employees, customers, suppliers, the owners, and the family members down the line. So those are the key things, the shared values, the shared vision, and communication.
That's been absolutely fascinating talking to Alan. That was Alan Barr, Head of Private Enterprise for KPMG South Africa. Thanks very much, Alan.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.